We will now convene as the Truckee Meadows Community College Foundation. Is there any public comment in Las Vegas? Seeing none, is there any public comment in Elko?
No public comment in Elko.
Is there any public comment in Reno?
There is no public comment in Reno.
Item 2, Annual Report, President Hilgerson.
President Hilgerson, for the record, it is my pleasure to introduce TMCC Executive Foundation Director Gretchen Sawyer and our TMCC Foundation Chair Gigi Chisel. Gigi has done a remarkable job serving as our chair, and I'm sad to say that she's outgoing, and we're going to miss her leadership very much. She's absolutely incredible. And the board is absolutely incredible. It's one of my greatest honors and pleasures is working with our foundation board. So with that, I'll turn it over to Gretchen and Gigi.
Good morning, Regents, Chairman Geddes, and Chancellor Riley. I'm Gigi Chisel, Chair of the TMCC Foundation Board of Trustees. Thank you, President Hilgerson, for your kind words. I really appreciate it. I'm pleased to report that in fiscal year 2019, the TMCC Foundation had contributions totaling $1,781,000 through 513 donors who provided 718 gifts to many programs, projects, and scholarships, all for the benefit of TMCC students. The Foundation continues to make scholarship support a priority. In fiscal 2019, the Foundation awarded 682 scholarships totaling $817,182, which is an 11% increase over 2018 and a 53% increase from fiscal year 2016. We are extremely grateful to all of our scholarship donors who are directly contributing to students' success. Long-term donors such as the Herb and Maxine Jacobs Foundation, George Tackett, the Breslau Foundation, and Ron Turk are just a few of these important donors who are the backbone of TMCC's successful scholarship program. We are extremely grateful to the William N. Pennington Foundation, who has greatly increased their support of scholarships. The foundation has been very supportive of scholarships for nursing and dental students, and just 2 years ago, added scholarships for students enrolled in programs in the Applied Technology Center. I am also pleased to provide a few hallmark TMCC achievements that took place during the last fiscal year thanks to donor support. The TMCC Dental Clinic on the Dandini campus has been expanded and includes updated equipment, which was completed in time for the fall 2019 semester. This was possible because of a generous grant from the William and Pennington Foundation and support from the many dentists in our community. The veterinarian technician program was moved from the Pennington Health Science Center to the Meadowood Center. This move is freeing up space for the growing emergency management program at Redfield and allowed for the expansion of the vet tech program and provided the first wet lab at Meadowood. This new lab now allows students to obtain a full associate's degree by taking classes solely at Meadowood. The foundation raised funds for the project that matched a grant provided by the William and Pennington Foundation. In this current fiscal year, the college has a number of exciting initiatives and events. The first one is Friday, March 13th, 2020, when we will hold a ribbon cutting for the new Sports and Fitness Center that will be open in time for the start of the spring 2021 semester. We are delighted to announce we'll be naming the gymnasium in the center for the late Joseph P. Arby, who started athletics at TMCC nearly 50 years ago. In 2020, we will be raising funds for the new Eastview building, and we've received some beautiful drawings from our architect, Van Wert Gotti. Eastview includes an expansion of our culinary program, a new theater, hosting of the hospitality and tourism program, and an Action Link Center, which will include coding and robotics programs. We will kick off the year with a fundraising feasibility planning study to begin in January. Turning now to our audit, I'm pleased to report that we received an unmodified auditor's report for the 2019 audit, which had no findings and was unanimously approved by the TMCC Foundation Board of Trustees at the September 11, 2019 meeting. For the Foundation Board, we are seeking renewal of terms for 5 members, Sean French, Carrie Groth, Dan LaFreese, Alan Olive, and me, Gigi Chisel. We are also seeking approval for a new member, Matt Thornton, and have a change in officers this year and request approval of Jesse Murray as chair, Dr. Mindy Lockshin as vice chair, and Janus Nelson as treasurer for two-year terms. We're also extremely proud that the Foundation Board undertook a strategic plan this year and completed that strategic plan so that we made sure that our activities aligned with those of the strategic plan of the college. In closing, on behalf of the entire board of the Truckee Meadows Community College Foundation, I want to thank you for the opportunity to provide you with this update on the successful highlights of the TMCC Foundation during the last fiscal year. Once again, on behalf of the entire Reno Sparks community, I want to commend the hard work, dedication of Gretchen Sawyer, the TMCC Foundation Executive Director, and her small but dedicated foundation staff. If there's any questions, we stand ready to answer those for you.
Do I have a motion for acceptance of the report? Motion from Regent Del Carlo, second from Regent McAdoo. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. Item 3, officers, you see them listed there. Item 4, consent agenda. Do I have a motion for the consent agenda? Motion from Regent McMichael, second from Regent Del Carlo. Any questions or comments on the consent agenda? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. Item number 5, is there any new business? Seeing none, item number 6, public comment for the TMCC Foundation. Is there any in Las Vegas? Seeing none, is there any in Elko?
No public comment in Elko.
Hearing none, is there any in Reno?
There is none in Reno.
The TMCC Foundation is now adjourned.